They were willing to recognize the healings, but they were not willing to recognize his teachings. And Jesus said, you can't separate it. Jesus said, the teachings produce the healings, and the healings lead you back to the teaching. The word and the spirit must go together. You must have both the written word and the spirit of truth to work together. Some Christians like only the spirit and they never do read the Bible. Not good enough. Some Christians have the word but they don't want to move into the spirit. That's not good enough. When the devil tries to separate those things, that's where you begin to lose some power. Those must come together. See, the Pharisees were only wanting to take... They don't have to accept, it would have been better for them, but they can't because there were so many healings. And they now were questioning his exousia. They could see his works, but they would not accept his teaching. But Jesus said his works lead to his teaching, and his teachings produce those works. Many times people want the healing. He says, no, you must have the teaching. Because they are both the same and one. They are one. The Word and the Spirit are one. They are not to be separated. They have never worked separately. From the beginning, Jesus and the Holy Spirit and the Father always work together. In Genesis 1, the spoken word and the Holy Spirit hovering over the earth to bring creation was always together. And the Word and the Spirit must always go together. Look at the Gospel of Luke chapter 10, Gospel of John chapter 10. Here Jesus confronted the Jews, and Jesus said in verse 32, John 10 verse 32, Jesus answered them, many good works I have shown you, that is his dunamis, from my Father, for which of these works do you stone me? The Jews answered him saying, for a good work we do not stone you, but for blasphemy. You know what they are saying? We can see the miracle, we accept the miracle, but we cannot accept what you're saying. They are trying to separate exousia from dunamis. And Jesus said this to them. Jesus said in verse 37, if I do not do the works of my Father, do not believe in me. In other words, Jesus said, the reason why I do these works is so that you will believe my words. And Jesus said, if I don't have the works, then you don't have to believe my words. The works and the words go together. And when his disciples were in doubt, Jesus said the same thing to them in John chapter 14. John 10 was to the Pharisees. John 14 was to his disciples. Jesus says in Luke chapter 11, in John chapter 14 verse 11, believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the sake of the works themselves. In other words, if you find it hard to believe the words because of the works that he has done. When in the book of Acts, the Sanhedrin council found it hard, and all the time they were always like that. In Acts chapter 5, Acts chapter 4, after the healing of the lame man, in Acts 4:14, 13 and 14, when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were uneducated and untrained men, they marveled and they realized that they had been with Jesus. Seeing the man who had been healed, they couldn't say anything. But they tried to stop the words of Jesus going out. Now that is the finale in Luke 19 and 20. They are trying to split the exousia from the dunamis. And you know what Jesus told them? And here is where the great finale is, chapter 21. Luke 21, verse 33. Jesus said about his exousia, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words which relate to exousia, which relate to iskus, my words were by no means pass away. He's not talking about just God's word. He says His word. Jesus was saying in the finale of the Gospel of Luke, the final section, He was saying, He Himself is the Word made flesh. And every word that He spoke was from God. You see, from that little baby born in Luke chapter 2, when He came to be flesh in our midst, Jesus was now in the final confrontation with the Pharisees. He was saying He was one with the Father, one with the Spirit. He was the Word in human form now. Before that, He was just the Word in that third person of the Godhead. Somehow, through coming into Mary's womb and living that lifestyle, growing in it, obeying God, He is now so much the Word in perfect human form, so that every word He spoke is more powerful, He says, than heaven and earth. The heaven and earth, you know what? How eternal they are in that sense, although even that will pass away in the coming of God, in a new age. That in the book of Revelation, heaven and earth pass away in the new heaven. We are told that Jesus says His words are more powerful than heaven and earth. He has now become the human eternal Word, the Word made flesh. Then, in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 22, verse 69, He talks about dunamis now. Hereafter, the Son of Man, He did not say Son of God, because now when Jesus returns back, He's going to represent us too. You see, He came and He took that physical body. When He rises up, He's not going to leave that physical body behind, that shell. He's going to glorify that shell that represents you and I, human flesh. So Jesus Christ, in Luke 22 verse 69 says, hereafter, the Son of Man will sit on the right hand of the dunamis of God. Jesus is saying that all the fullness of dunamis is His. What a fitting finale that Luke has brought us to this point. And therefore Luke, as he writes this epistle, showing the development of exousia and dunamis throughout his letter to Theophilus, concludes with Luke 24, verse 49, which leads on later to the book of Acts, saying here, in verse 45, He must make us start again where Jesus started. Remember, Jesus started in Luke 1 to 3. In fact, in Luke 2. And He has to have Kratos working in Him. So look at Kratos working in us now. In Luke chapter 24, verse 45. Then He opened their understanding that they might comprehend the Scriptures. What for? So that we can begin having the inworking of the Word into our lives. And we begin there where Jesus began. And then He says in verse 49, behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you are endued with dunamis from on high. He's pointing us to that same walk that He walked. In other words, He's saying that the church of Jesus Christ can come through the same way. Kratos, Iskus, prosuke, and move into deisis that brings dunamis and exousia, which we continue the story in the book of Acts. Let's pray. Father God, we praise You and we thank You for this glorious book. Oh God, we thank You for Jesus Christ, who had died on the cross, oh God, for us. And has come, oh Lord, to bring such fullness of God into our life. We thank You, oh God, that You cause us to rise. You cause us to leave that realm You want us to leave. And tonight, oh God, whatever area, Lord, sickness, problem, or disease that is present here, right now, tonight, in the power of that name of Jesus, very quickly, because of a shortage of time, there's a man, and you're seated towards my left, and which will be the right of this auditorium, if you're sitting facing me, and you're in about the third seat over there, and you're having a pain all over in your thigh. There are other symptoms that are all around that I'm picking up in my spirit, but we're just going to do them all very quickly at one time right now. There is a ear problem also on my left, and you're seated about two rows from the side, on the extreme right of the auditorium, as you sit facing me, but towards my left. And a person with a splitting headache right over, also in that same section, about two-thirds of the way down. We also have a person with a ear condition towards my right side, and you have difficulty hearing because of buzzing you hear in your ears. There are different kinds of symptoms. But right now, because of a running short time, those of you who are called and you know that that's you, and others of you who have a need of healing and have the same symptom and any other problem right now, and if you have someone who has those sicknesses that you're interceding or standing in proxy for them, then you stand holding a handkerchief or a tissue right now in the auditorium right where you are. Stand right now. Just stand right now. We won't have you come down here. We just have you stand right where you are right now. Just stand up right where you are. Quickly, right now. All over the place. Stand right up where you are. Stand right up where you are. Just stand right up where you are. You need healing. Someone you know has a need healing. You stand right where you are. Right now. Right now. Right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Alright. Now close your eyes. Let's bow before God. Father God, in Jesus' name, you see each one of these who are standing here. We thank you, O God, that your authority and power flows even in this place tonight. Father, we declare over their lives in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we declare over their lives a healing virtue flowing through them. We declare over their lives freedom from every tormenting spirit. And in Jesus' name, we declare the exousia and the dunamis of your spirit, the exousia of your word, to just wash them clean, Lord, and to come upon their bodies, come upon these loved ones, Lord. And as they hold the handkerchief and or the tissue, let that same power come upon it and let it touch sickness and drive up demons, oh God. Thank you for your power that flows. Receive it now. We thank you, Lord. Right now, your power works in Jesus' name, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Now the rest of you, let's stand together right now. We thank you, Father God, and we pray, O God, that your blessing continue upon each one here, and we ask that the peace of God, the love of Jesus Christ, and the communion of the Holy Spirit rest upon each one of these, Lord. Lord, let your revelation come upon their life. Let them run with their revelation, Lord. Let them move into the depths of your spirit, of your word. Let them prosuke in you, Lord. Let them daisies in you, Lord. Let them experience dunamis and exousia in their life, Lord. O God, let them move into the fullness of the realm of your spirit. Let them learn to be as Jesus, Lord, walking like Jesus, as sons of God, Lord, after Jesus Christ. Thank you, O God, for your grace and your mercy. Seal it upon each life, O God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Give Jesus a clap offering. Thank you, Jesus. And any others of you who need a personal ministry, we'll meet you on the right side of the auditorium. Praise God. And just stand in line, and there are pastors here who will be ministering.